This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Political Washington is getting all hot and bothered about health care again. There's a newish Obamacare repeal bill that's making the rounds, about which just a hair more at the end of the program. We are going to keep our eyes on the economic ball and remind you that the Federal Reserve meets on interest rates this week. They're not going to raise rates, probably. It's going to be more about how Chair Yellen et al. Unwind the $4.5 trillion balance sheet they piled up during the financial crisis. But the meeting's also going to be a chance for us to get a sense of how Federal Open Market Committee members are feeling about the economy. Some of that is tea leaf reading, yes, but in the Fed's case, a very particular kind of tea leaves called the dot plot. Think of it as a kind of monetary modern art with interest rate implications. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer gets us going.
It's a beautiful, clear night. You're strolling on the beach. You look up at the stars and say, "That reminds me of the dot plot of 2018. At least that's what you would say if you were Andrew Levin, a former Fed economist who helped create this constellation of interest rate projections back in 2012.
The first versions of the dot plot were on my laptop, yes.
The dot plot is actually a graph. Years run horizontally along the bottom. Interest rates run up the right side. Four times a year, FOMC members say where they think interest rates should be at the end of that year, the next two, and the longer run. Each projection is represented by a dot. To Levin, it looks like a cluster of stars.
And one star cluster might have a lot of stars, and the other one might just have a few.
During the financial crisis, the dots typically clustered around zero. They also tend to bunch together at the end of a year, when there's not much wiggle room left, like now. But next year, the dot plot thickens. Ann Owen is another former Fed economist.
For 2018, there's somebody who thinks that rates should not be raised at all, and there's somebody who thinks that interest rates should be raised 2 whole percentage points.
This closely watched dot map is the Fed's way of signaling where it's likely to go on interest rates, and it can be a valuable tool if used correctly. Ken Kuttner is, another former Fed economist. He says be careful. The dots may seem to show the Fed is committed to something when it's not.
They are highly contingent on what the economy is likely to do, and those dots may change.
So don't think you can predict the future just by gazing at the stars. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
You want to see the dot plot? Come on, you know you do. We can do it for you. It's at marketplace.org.